Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Righteousness, our hope, and our salvation. Oh, yes, you are. To see you appear, fulfill the words you spoke long ago.
This is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
My. Yeshua, Hebrew for the name that we use, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up end days truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead. Amen and amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. And please know that the I am has sent me unto you, and that's a big amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed Christians. The times of the end are here, so get right and get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual, therefore it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. August is falling way short of paying, once again, 3 months in a row for radio time. Please pray and ask the Lord if he would have you send a love gift. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Watchman comment, that word hate in the Greek is pronounced misao, meaning to pursue with hatred. My. Is that not the very dangerous world we live in right now today? As Christians, even in America, are we now not being pursued with hate? And it is just as this verse says, it is for Jesus' name's sake. A true truth Christian can hardly stand up openly anymore and share his or her faith along with the scriptures to back it up without fear of the police knocking at the door. It takes faith, my friends, real honest-to-goodness faith, like the first Christians who were thrown into the Romans' arenas where lions were released upon them. In today's revived Roman Empire, the arena has changed, but we are again being pursued with hatred as Christians, not only by government officials, but also local town officials. If you are observant, you know that. Then there are the homosexuals who think God made them that way, but they know not Yahweh's word. No. For if you even try to quote Holy Scripture to them that says Sodom is an abomination, that will send them to hell. They cry foul. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. So, my dear listening friends, the only way for you to survive is to stand, therefore, on your Christian faith, unwavering as you endure to the end, ensuring, as Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 said, your salvation. Do not renounce Jesus. What you will lose is your eternity in heaven. Keep the faith. Amen. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah. Let's keep the faith tonight on this True Truth program. Glory to God. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:9.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries, On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Turn not back, says the Lord. Look not to the right nor to the left, for the day of the Lord is at hand.
But the times that you're living in are uncharted waters to man, for man has not been down this road before. But I, your Father God, knows every crook, every turn. And your heart shall be saddened as you see the world turn even darker, and go after the things that I've recorded in my word. The church has set its course, those for me, those that are going the wrong way. And my heart is troubled by that. But I knew these things, and I have said so and declared so in my word. For there is that falling away, a departure to another gospel, which is not a gospel at all. So fear not these things that must come. They cannot be avoided. You can be the head and not the tail. You can be above and not beneath. You can be that overcomer, saith your Father.
Now for a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My, on this program you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through 22. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. Watchman comment, believe it or not, that was four verses. And if you look them up in the Bible in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through 22, you'll see that they are short verses in order to emphasize what those verses are saying. In the light of my first End Times Quick Bible Study, I want to look at this verse again in a different way than I have before. The word quench means to extinguish or to put out, as you might quench fire with water. I want to again encourage you to not extinguish the fire of God within you, as the Spirit of the Lord put it there. One of the other meanings of the word quench is to suppress, which means to abolish by authority. And in order to do that, you must take authority that does not belong to you. Quench or suppress also means to keep back, to restrain. And I would not suggest you do that, as it is a sin against the Holy Spirit, to stop the flow of Yahweh's Spirit within you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. My dear friends, won't you prove true to your faith and hold fast to that faith, for faith is what all things good is based upon. And while you are standing on your faith, abstain from all appearance of evil. Can you do that? I pray you can. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. And you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. My faithful friends, Bobby and Juanita in Virginia, and Anonymous in New York, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent their WOW Walk on Water love gifts, and I bless them for it. But, they needed your help tonight, because though they did their best, half of the cost of tonight's program was not covered. And I pray Wednesday nights will not have to be canceled. Still, I thank you, Bobby, Juanita, and Anonymous, for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without your love offerings tonight, tonight's program would have been totally unfunded. But instead, we can praise the Lord together as we reach out all over the world, amen and amen, to preach the gospel of the coming kingdom of God. Father, just bless them, Lord. Bless Bobby, Juanita, and Anonymous. Touch their hearts again, Lord, and uplift them and keep them within your loving grip, Lord God. They have needs, Lord, and I know that you're going to meet each and every one of those needs. You're going to be Jehovah Jireh, their provider. You're going to support them in ways that they know not of, Lord, and I thank you for it. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now, the Prophecy News Behind the News, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. If Paul Ryan's mentors matter, Why don't President Obama's mentors matter? The media is breathlessly telling us about Paul Ryan's past, doggedly digging into who and what he read, who influenced his concept of the free market and government, the source for his beliefs on everything from natural rights to social justice. My, 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 if we only had this kind of vetting or searching of Barack Hussein Obama and his VP clown Joe Biden. Oh, well, continuing. Obama's nuclear strike on American workers. On August 15th, the Obama administration began the implementation of the first mass amnesty for illegal aliens in 25 years. While the 1986 amnesty was at least a lawful act, the 2012 amnesty is an illegal and destructive piece of unilateral legislation from the executive branch of our government. In Obama's hometown of Chicago, over 10,000 illegal aliens lined up immediately for a chance to become full participants in the social welfare and voter fraud machine of urban politics. With as many as 2 million illegal aliens potentially eligible to enter the legal workforce, these lawless lines are only the beginning. Watchman comment, this has nothing to do with helping them get jobs or become legal. What it has to do is getting them to vote for Obama. And if all you folks stay out of the election because you don't think you have anything to vote for, you might be voting for Obama without going to the polls. Continuing. Recovery. What recovery? Unemployment rises in 44 states. According to a recent report from Bloomberg, the unemployment increased in 44 states last month. Across the nation, the unemployment rate rose to 8.3% in July, a five-month high, even as employment increased by the most since February. Unemployment jumped in Alabama and climbed in Alaska. Nevada, where the rate rose the least, Nevada remained the state with the highest level of joblessness in the country. Watchman comment, my. I do not believe those percentages. Those percentages, my friends, are way low. It's probably three times that 8.3% in July, which is over 24%. My. Continuing. 666 Police State. In the USA only, Google Shopping has blocked all listings of vitamins and nutritional supplements. Week by week, Google keeps rolling out new censorship efforts that seem to be targeting natural product companies. Ed Group's Global Healing Center recently had their entire AdWords account shut off due to an FDA request that Google obeyed. And now Google has completely blocked all natural products listings on its shopping search results in the USA only. Continuing. Police State 2. In the United States of America, there is no more room for free-thinking individuals that wish to take common-sense action as they see fit, at least not when they try to do so without the government's permission. In a shocking display of utter tyranny against a free individual trying to contribute to the greater good, an official in Phoenix, Arizona, recently ordered resident Dana Crow Smith to stop handing out free bottles of water to thirsty passerbys trying to survive the extreme heat wave, claiming that she needs a permit to conduct that act of goodwill. My, oh, my. Continuing. Pope claims Mary taken bodily into heaven. Current Pope quote, having been taken into heaven both spiritually and boldly, the Virgin Mary helps believers to grow in Christian hope during their earthly lives, close Pope quote. These are the words used by the Pope in a speech of the 15th of August during the Feast of Assumption. Dogmatically defined in 1950, the assumption of the Virgin Mary's body and soul into heaven is a perennial part of the Church's faith, Pope Benedict told pilgrims. Watchman comment, this is blasphemy. Nowhere in the Christian Bible is such a thing written. Mary did not ascend into heaven like Jesus. This is blasphemy to even say that Mary did. Revelation chapter 22, verse 19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in the book. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Global warming, drought linked to weather warfare. Is the drought currently gripping much of the United States the result of greenhouse emissions and global warming, or is there a more sinister reason behind it? Some are convinced that drought, floods, hurricanes, and even earthquakes are the result of weather manipulation by the United States and Russia. Does this mean that the weapon of mass destruction of the future is the weather? Science fiction of the past has often become the technology of the present. So it is conceivable that technological manipulations could cause drought and other extreme weather conditions. Watchman comment, as many listening know, America has DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, at the North Pole, and Russia also has a similar station at the South Pole. There is no proof, but it is believed these are weather manipulation stations. Continuing. There have been 2,527 Department of Homeland Security, DHS employees, and co-conspirators convicted of corruption and other criminal misconduct since 2004, according to a federal auditor. As of July 15th, the DHS OIG, Office of the Inspector General, was dealing with 1,591 open criminal cases involving DHS employees and some accomplices. Although the majority of the open investigations were initiated in the last three fiscal years, the DHS Department of Homeland Security started operating in March of 2003. Watchman comment, some record, huh? And they want to search us? My. Continuing. The Calvary is not going to ride to Israel's side. According to David Wormeisser, former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney's advisor on the Middle East, no one in Washington is seriously considering a preemptive attack against Iran. Sadly, our allies are on their own unless the U.S. is directly attacked, he says, continuing. Government would take almost half of your paycheck in 2013. How high is the marginal tax rate on each additional dollar the average American earns? In other words, if you get a raise of $1, how much of that dollar would be taxed away? These rates are already high and they're getting higher next year. The 25% federal income tax plus 13.3% Social Security and Medicare payroll taxes equals 38.3% going to the federal taxes in 2012. And then there are the state taxes on top of that. It is outrageous that any dollar earned by a middle-class taxpayer should go as much to taxes as to supporting the taxpayer's family. The government didn't earn the taxpayer's paycheck and shouldn't be entitled to it. Continuing. NYPD, Microsoft, push big data policing into spotlight. Domain awareness system poses a force to be reckoned with for NYC criminals, New York City criminals. Surveillance system likely coming soon to other cities. Its capabilities offer real-time aggregation of numerous law enforcement databases and a variety of environmental data sources that include 3,000 closed-circuit television cameras in Lower and Midtown Manhattan in New York City, 2,600 radiation detectors carried by officers throughout New York City, and several hundred license plate readers mounted on police cars and deployed at bridges, tunnels, and streets. Continuing. Parents concerned that cafeteria palm scanners will implant Mark of the Beast on children's hands. A Louisiana public school's decision to purchase palm scanners to speed up lunch lines and payments has been met with religious opposition. Moss Bluff Elementary School principal Charles Caldara says the system will produce errors and is optional. But that wasn't enough of an argument for some who have seen the program to be a sign of the apocalypse. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Townes Lyles, spelled L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, N-Y, zip 13797. Leave your return address off the envelope and enclose cash to remain anonymous if that's what you want to do. But I truly, truly assure you, I don't send letters out asking for money. Thank you for writing and for helping keep all the Signs radio programs on the air. Now a devotional to keep you informed, titled, Who is Jesus? Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 16. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was Matthew chapter 16, verses 13, 14, 15, and 16. My friends, this astounding conversation took place at Caesarea Philippi, which lies today in the modern-day reserve of the Golan Heights region of Israel. The city was established by Greeks, a Hellenistic community where the worship of the false god Pan was centered. Reviled by the Jews of Jesus, Hebrew Yeshua's time, and considered by them the most idolatrous place of the entire Galilee. To this day, it remains a place of nature worship and deep paganism. Why did Jesus, Hebrew Yeshua, deliberately take his disciples to the most sinful pagan place to reveal who he was? Why not in the temple courts or in the tomb of Jeremiah or one of the prophets, where he might feel more at home and welcome? No, our Lord revealed who he really was in the darkest corner of Israel. Now that tells you that the Lord is not shy about shining his light in dark places, and that includes the ones inside you, my friends. Psalm 139 tells you that Yahweh is intimately acquainted with everything and that you can forget about keeping secrets from him. It seems Jesus rather delights in walking into empty territory and taking that ground. Those areas of your life that you do not want anyone else to see, and where you usually can hide, by the way, Yahweh wants to visit that dark place and speak his word to illuminate and cleanse it and all the other dark places. The places where you are darkest and weakest are Yahweh's greatest opportunities to be glorified through repentance, transformation, and healing. So, my friends, take time to open up before your loving, caring God the dark areas of your life, trusting in his perfect and patient love for you. He wants to reveal his forgiveness and beauty right where you are most ashamed and miserable. The gates of hell shall not prevail against a saint whose faith and courage invite Yeshua Jesus deep into the hidden areas of their soul to be cleansed and given over to him. Amen and amen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends, so get it right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
God is saying, hey, the days are getting closer, folks. We've all heard it. We've heard it all day today that Jesus is coming soon. He's coming faster and faster. The time is getting shorter and shorter. And I got a question. What are you going to do when he comes for you?
Amen.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So, as I always say, get right. Yep, get it right and get ready. The repeat of tonight's program is on Saturday morning, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. WWCR. But the contract ends, and therefore the program on October 27th, due to lack of support. Please pray and help Wednesday nights to stay on and not also be canceled. It is not looking good. Then later that day, on Saturday night, please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. That's 9 p.m. Eastern in the evening on Saturday. You calculate your time. Saturday nights is my most listened to program, and it will continue to air. Amen. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. Signsradio.com, all one word, just like it sounds. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. The number of those reading the websites are growing daily. Some like the many pictures posted along with the report. That's www.signsradio.com, all one word, just like it sounds. Blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link. It goes to my End Times daily news site. Here is the address to write again more quickly, so you can check it. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, excellent program tonight, wall-to-wall in northwestern Ohio, Maranatha.
Thanks for the call on Monday night, 9265, brother. I appreciate it. Maranatha, you are one of three, by the way. Wow, that's pretty good for 9265.
9265 in Houston, Texas. The program is closing right now on Monday night. The reception's pretty good.
Thanks for that call, my friend. First we heard from Ohio, now we've heard from Texas on 9265 Monday nights. Hallelujah, you guys sure have touched my heart. Praise God.
Yes, my name is Jerry Pizana. I mean, you're coming in clear. Do you have like a newsletter or something you mail out? Let me know if you do or not, and send me your mailing address, please. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the call, my friend. No, I'm sorry. I do not have a newsletter, but if you have a computer, you can get on www.signsradio.com, click the News with Views link that's there, and that will take you to my daily End Times news site where you can get the information you hear on this program daily except weekends or holidays. I will write you with that information. God bless you, Maranatha. Is there anybody else listening out there? How many calls can we get on this Monday night repeat of the Wednesday night program? And how about you Wednesday nighters? Give me a call. I'd sure appreciate it.
Brother Johnson, this is Joe. Southern California, I hear you on 9350 at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, and I'm retired Southern California, live on a ranch, and I listen to shortwave radio exclusively. I got rid of my TV because I didn't want to be culturally conditioned and brainwashed, and it's really hard here. And I got my King James Bible only, so keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Bye.
Awesome, brother. Thanks for that call. I very seldom hear from California. Keep me informed about what's going on out there, would you? I'd sure appreciate it. And hang on to that King James Bible. You're doing what you ought to do, my friend. Awesome. You're hearing the 7 p.m. program on the East Coast at 4 p.m. out there in the daylight. That's pretty darn good, my brother. Keep on keeping on. Amen. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. It's really important when you call. It also helps keep Signs on the air. When you call or you write, let me know how well you could hear the program. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, is there anyone listening there tonight? Give me a call. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and time you live in right now, today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers go out to all those who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. God bless you. Signs listeners are the best.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.